Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And your third fiancé didn't show.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Sammy, I didn't want to say this in front of the others, but you know what I think the most important thing in life is? It's love. You want to know what I love?
Beer, Norm?
Yeah, have a quick one. Well, Sammy, I love that stool. If there's a heaven, I don't want to go there unless my stool is waiting for me. And I'll tell you what, even God better not be on it.
You wouldn't dare.
I don't think it matters what you love, Sammy. Could be a person, could be a thing. As long as you love it totally, completely, without judgment.
You know what I think? I think you ought to go home and wake up Vera with a big kiss and then do what comes naturally.
Wake her up so she can watch me eat a bucket of buffalo wings?
Yeah, well, maybe not.
Well, I'm off. But, Sammy, can I let you in on a little secret?
Sure.
I knew you'd come back.
You did?
You can never be unfaithful to your one true love. You always come back to her.
Who is that?
Think about it, Sam.
That there is the great sounds of George Wendt, a.k.a. Norm from Cheers, an iconic character. I don't think that if you grew up in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 2000s, I think when somebody says Norm, I think you know who they are, and that is the sort of character that he created, the sort of person that he became. Obviously, I grew up thinking of Norm as the guy that's always in Branson in a Santa costume, as the guy that was from Cheers who always sat at the bar and drank the beer. We all know somebody that is someone
we
like
all know
Norm.
Binkley.
Yeah, something that's kind of like that. No matter what, they're going to be a good time, they're going to have fun, and they're going to do something that's going to make you laugh, and they can also make you cry at the same time. Mm-hmm. What an iconic character George Wendt was with Norm.
He was. It was one of the most iconic characters ever, and that's the last scene of the Cheers sitcom, right? Mm-hmm. That's how it ended. That was the last scene, and I'm getting emotional again because I've got all these emotions with my kids. Today's my last day ever of picking my kids up at school, and so I've already got
pull
the emotions
it together,
going.
Bob.
I'm gonna try. But like listening to that line right there, it's like that was the greatest ending to a TV show, in my opinion. I know people will debate The Sopranos and MASH and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They sum that up, and then when he walks by and touches the picture that represents Coach from the first couple of seasons, mm-hmm. move on. like they tied the whole thing together. And I'm having all these life moments now as I'm going through this stuff with the kids getting older, and I'm not handling it well. I'm just not. I know I should be excited. Oh, the kids are moving out, and I got two designated drivers, but it's emotional, man. It really is. It's an emotional pull on me right now. And so I was watching that scene from Norm, and I'm just like, my whole life is flashing before my eyes, right? Like, I mean, it goes by so fast. And, you know, if you have that one true love, you just it keeps coming back to you. It's just great life advice from Norm there. But he was such an iconic character. Everybody knows him. We'll talk to Q in an hour. I texted Q yesterday. I go, Norm died. You would have thought I told him like the worst news possible. He's like, what? Like, we just felt like yesterday was also the anniversary of the last episode of Cheers too. And Norm died on the last episode of Cheers. And we all know the ties that he has here, you know, in Kansas City and, you know, doing the new dinner theater and Rockhurst and Sudeikis and all the connections that Norm has. So it's a kind of one of ours, a guy that was obviously involved in Big Slick as well, helping to raise money here in Kansas City. I mean, he was a great, 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 great character on TV. There's nothing better. And when he says eat a buffalo bucket of buffalo wings, I can't help but think about Jay Binkley. I really can't. Like, that guy right there, George Wendt Norm, is a character, but Jay Binkley is the real life Norm Peterson.
I think great shows like that always, they're great because of character development.
Yeah.
That's what carries shows. That's why shows are fantastic. Obviously, we go from sitcom to reality TV. That was just the movement in the time of television, because once we got to Survivor and the Osbournes and Real World and Road Rules,
they realized
all
they didn't
have
to
that
pay
sort
anybody.
Of stuff. Right. And it became what it was. So I guess we could dive into who our favorite television characters are. I don't know if you want to give any reason why. I think some of them would just be self-explanatory.
Yeah.
But Bob, take it away if you want.
I'll go Norm and Kramer. You know, you identify people by one name and everybody knows who they are. That's iconic to me, right? You say a name, Babe, you know, Otani, you know, Junior, Patrick, you know, like certain people have certain names, Travis, Taylor, you know, the boom, you know exactly who they are. Archie Bunker was an iconic character as well. And so was Maude in that era. They were doing things on TV that nobody ever would have thought to have done on television. Aunt Becky was just hot. She was an unbelievable character. And I mean, like Tony Soprano and guys like that are on there as well as some of the more iconic characters of television history.
Yeah, I'm with, obviously, we'll show our generational gap here, but I'm with Walter White.
Walter White's a great character.
I mean, when you can have a debate about a character, if they're good or evil, or what your favorite moment is, or why they, you know, how you can describe to someone on the streets that's never seen the show and explain to them the character development of Walter White, where you could go from episode one to the final episode and fill it out complete. You were wrapped up in that character. Obviously, you mentioned Tony Soprano. Still just one of the greatest characters of all time, just because of the role that James Gandolfini played, RIP to him.
Yep.
I think everyone from Friends, I'm not a Friends person.
I've never really watched the show.
I'm not really into the show, but you don't have to. You know who Ross is. You know who Rachel is. You know what Monica is. You know what Chandler is. You know who Phoebe is. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got a friend that's probably like somebody from Friends. Somebody's got a Chandler who's just, you know, funny, sarcastic, pessimistic. Somebody's got a Ross who's just the emotional, dramatic guy. You got the hot girl of your group that everyone's like, oh yeah, everybody loves Rachel. Trust me, I know.
I've never seen anybody age better in my entire life than Jennifer Aniston.
Salma Hayek's up there. George Costanza.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. That's just. And then for me, nerding out, Jon Snow.
That's a great one.
Jon Snow is probably,
I almost put him too.
He's probably one of my top three favorite characters of all time.
Mm-hmm. I'm rewatching the show now, dude. He's awesome.
He's great.
Where does Patrick Mahomes rank on your TV character list?
Let me watch the documentary first that comes out here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have Tyrion Lannister, so Game of Thrones character. So yeah, another great character in that show. But Jon Snow was right up there with me too. I got Michael Scott, Dwight Schrute, Walter White as well, and then Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Ron Swanson's a good pull by you.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
I was looking at something the other day, and it had like 9 different dudes with mustachios, so however you want to say that. And they're like ranked the best mustache, and I'm like, God, it's hard to beat Ron Swanson.
It's a great stash.
It's a great mustache. He's just a perfect character.
Yes.
Like it's one of the more pure, perfect characters in TV history.
Fiona Gallagher getting some love on the text line. Praise be to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, good Lord.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
The other thing you...
Emmy Rossum, dude.
You had mentioned, you know, Tony Soprano, and I was listening to Sam Malone in that speech there. Mm-hmm. Sam and Tony were two guys that, to me, didn't seem like they were acting.
Mm-hmm. Just on the cusp?
Like, Sam was the perfect choice to be that bartender, to be that guy. I mean, just listen to him in that last scene. It's just like, I don't know that he was acting at that point in time. And Tony didn't ever seem like he was acting in The Sopranos. That's how good. Walter White, same thing. Bryan Cranston. I mean, my God. The way that he pulled off that Walter White character is unbelievable. When you can watch a show and believe it and think it's real. Because I did with Walter White. I did with The Sopranos. I did with Cheers. Like, you lived it and thought it was real. That tells you how good those actors are. Sam Malone, Ted Danson, I don't know if he gets enough credit for how good he was in Cheers.
Woody Harrelson, one of the best bartenders you've ever seen in your life.
Tremendous character in Cheers.
More characters. Al Bundy, 4 touchdowns in 1 game. Mm-hmm. Urkel, of course.
The great character.
Nice.
Zach Morris. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Vince McMahon. a lot of people up there. Somebody says Michael Kelso, that 70s show.
That Fez, is a good one. Yes.
Right? You know what Fez stands for? No. Foreign Exchange Student.
That makes it way better.
It's a hat also, too, the Fez. It's what Fez. the people who are in the what's the name of that club that they're in that wears the Fez? The Masons or something, maybe, I think it is. The Shriners.
Okay.
They wear that hat.
Nice.
Fez. Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Great character until we found out how creepy he was, which is a lot of these people.
Paul Rubens, he's getting a documentary as well.
He's also got a sandwich.
Nice. Comes with sauerkraut, Russian dressing on, what is it, rye? Mm-hmm. Moments matter and a win for the major league.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.